On Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about the next presentation at the Croswell Opera House. And another great, great presentation it's going to be, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. And I am so honored to have the lead right with me here in the studio to play Cinderella, and that's Allie Szymanski.
There we go.
Okay, all right. Who is playing Cinderella? And Allie, welcome into the program.
Thank you.
It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
When is Cinderella going to be performed?
Yeah, so we open at the Croswell on November 21st, and then we run 3 weekends. Some weekends have Thursday shows. We've got Saturday and Sunday matinees, too.
Excellent, yeah. And this is something that's going to be for the entire audience, right? The entire family?
Yeah, the whole family, for sure.
Yeah. This is going to be the story of Cinderella, but a little different take on it, right?
Yeah, so it's got all of the original music that's in the 1950s version with Julie Andrews, and then those songs were carried on into the 60s version with Leslie Ann Warren, the Brandy and Whitney Houston movie that everybody loves.
Sure.
All of those songs are in there, and then there's also some new music that's added in when they made the revival. So there's a little bit of everything, but all of the classics, 10 Minutes Ago and My Own Little Corner, those are all there.
Ah, excellent, excellent. And of course, you know, with pretty much a same characters? Have there been any additions?
Yeah, all the same characters, like storybook characters that you know are there, and then also some really fun new characters that are in there that kind of get their own storylines and then also kind of deepen the storyline for Cinderella and the prince and other characters too.
Oh, wow. Wow. So this is going to be a really an exciting show.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, being that it's with the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, you can't go wrong.
No, you definitely can't. And there's definitely songs that even by the time the first act is over, you'll be singing it the whole night.
Well, that's what we like.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Well, being that you got the big role, the lead role in this, Allie, how are you preparing to portray Cinderella?
Yeah, so this show is really unique and fun in a lot of ways. It's a little bit of everything. So that means, you know, when it comes to preparing my voice and my body, I have to be really healthy and balanced. I'm on stage for most of the show. So that's really great in the sense that from the moment I get to walk on, I'm just blessed to be present in the magic of the show for 2 hours. And there's lots of dancing, lots of great vocals, but then there's also magic tricks.
Oh,
and
really?
The dress transforms on stage, and there's puppetry and projections. So there's really a lot of amazing technical elements that make the show so fun and also so challenging at the same time. I'm doing a lot of things I've never gotten to do on stage, so it's really fun.
Well, what's some of the things that you've never done before then, Allie?
I've never done sleight of hand magic on stage.
Oh my gosh.
I've never had an on stage quick change before, so that will be new and exciting.
Yeah.
There's puppetry that happens. There's puppets that I interact with, and then also puppets that I get to use.
Oh, cool.
So like the fox and the raccoon that turn into the like footman, and then the pumpkin grows into the carriage. All of that happens on stage. So
oh,
the audience
wow.
sees it all transform. It's all in front of their eyes. So
yeah.
That's really, really cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is really going to be something to
see.
Yeah,
it's really exciting.
Yeah, not only for for children to come and see, but also for adults. I think they're going to be just fascinated by
mm-hmm.
what's going on. And, of course, the addition of some of the other characters to add to it as
yes.
well. So this is really going to be a fun show.
Yeah, and there's scenes where it's just there's so many different things to look at with the costuming and with the different kind of just magical technical elements. It's just really visually like fun to
yeah,
watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is going to be good, even though you're seeing about 2 hours. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of long for some of the little ones, but it
yeah.
certainly is going to be catching their attention.
Yeah,
all
very
the time.
Active for sure.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah. So they're going to be engaged
yeah,
all the time.
Definitely.
Yeah. So this is going to be something to be able to do. And what a great way to bring in the holidays with this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a family show, so we've had a lot of great, you know, things already happening for families at the Croswell.
Yes.
I've been blessed to go out and do some fun press things and meet a lot of kids and take a lot of fun pictures, and they absolutely love it. And there's nothing more fun than getting to see like a kid experience you know, theater for the first time meet that character for the first time. And that's just something that's always really special.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you tell us about a few of the other leads that are in the show?
Yeah. So all of these characters are, all of the leads primarily are the leads that you know from like the storybook. So you've got the evil stepmother, you've got the stepsisters, and then you've got Prince Topher, who is, you know, your kind of Prince Charming character, but yeah. He's sort of the prince that you might not think that he is. And that kind of becomes a running thing throughout the show. And all of the actors have just been a joy to work with. A lot of Croswell regulars, and then also some, you know, people who haven't been at the Croswell as much or are new to the stage. And everyone is just such a joy to work with. We're having a lot of fun, sometimes too much fun. It's just been really fun to watch everyone kind of dive into these parts and make them their own, and then also just watch everyone else dive into the, you know, different technical elements. And the prince rides a horse in one of the scenes, and, you know, so we got that the other night, so that was a blast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jared was having a great time. it's really fun.
Oh, well, you know, the more we get into this, Allie, the more I think people are going to want to be able to get their tickets and get them soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of our tickets are going pretty fast. So the best place, well, the only place to go buy tickets is croswell.org. We don't sell through any third-party sites, so make sure that when you go to get your tickets, you go straight to the box office at the Croswell or straight through croswell.org.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I can't emphasize that enough about going through either the box office or croswell.org.
Yep.
Okay, I think you might have mentioned it, but who's directing the show?
Yes, Ron Bamanis is directing, and he's been delightful to work with. Kristen Clark is our music director, and Sarah Nowak is our choreographer.
Wonderful, wonderful. This is going to be such an awesome show, Allie. Yeah, I can't wait, can't wait. And like I said before, this is going to be a show that you want to make sure you get your tickets early because it's going to be the holiday presentation for the Croswell. So it's a great way to say season greetings, happy holidays, Merry Christmas with getting tickets for that special person.
Absolutely.
Or those special children.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be able to come to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the first kind of like real ingenue princess part that I've gotten to play. And it's just been so fun. And what's really great about this show is just, you know, through all of the magic and the, you know, fairy tale nature of it, there really just is this, you know, very sweet message of just, you know, self-discovery and kindness. And, you know, sometimes I think that feels kind of cliche to people.
Yeah.
But I think that this show does a really wonderful job of, you know, discovering that. And also, you know, right in time for the holidays, I think everybody needs a reminder of just leading with joy and kindness. And it's just really lovely in that
way. Some positivity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Not only with the storyline, but also with the music as well.
Yes, so. Yeah.
But I mean, even all the things that you've already mentioned about the, you know, having the horse on stage and also some of the puppetry and some of the magic as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of goes all along with that fairy tale as well.
Yep. Yeah, our fairy godmother flies in the show, so that's
exciting.
Cool. Yeah, we've got a little bit of everything.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, people, get your tickets right away on this one. Don't miss out on it, for heaven's sakes. And again, croswell.org.
Yes, yep, or you can contact the Croswell right through the box office.
Okay, yeah, and those are the best ways of doing it, and make sure you get your tickets right away. What are some of the things you've done in the past for the Croswell?
Yeah, the most recent things I've done at the Croswell, I was in Jekyll and Hyde. I played Emma Carew.
Oh, yeah.
And then last spring, I did Margaritaville.
Oh, yeah.
And I was Rachel in Margaritaville. And actually, our Prince Topher, I met him doing that show. He was Chad in Margaritaville as well. So, and then Something Rotten I did a couple years ago. That was one of the first shows I did with Stephen Kearsey, who's also in the show as well.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Again, the dates for the show are?
Yes. We open November 21st, and then we run 3 weekends.
Okay. Excellent. I'm going to say it. You know, this is supposed to be... Good luck. break a leg.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And it just sounds like such a wonderful show. Yes. And really, really, these are going to be tickets you're going to want to get and get very, very soon. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, a contemporary take on the classic tale, featuring some new characters and some little bit of new music as well into it. But it's going to be such an enjoyable time. And Allie, Absolutely. Thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
Here. Really appreciate it.
Yes, of course.
All right. And this has been Community Conversation. My guest has been the lead, Cinderella, Allie Szymanski, for the Croswell Opera House. So again, thanks so much, Allie.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.